Welcome. 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 Please stand by.
Update to self. Here are my findings so far. I've been scouring the internet, searching for my obituary, looking for evidence on the date I seem to have stopped being myself. Recent efforts have provided some evidence, leading to the crossing of paths with a picture of an uncanny resemblance. The image, possibly me, having existed and then winding up on the other side of a hyphen in 1988. The suspect, an 80s hairstyle, supporting a synth pop culture, and decked out in all the accoutrements of a Euro-spiked bleach blonde decade. Current thoughts of this suspect provide me with proof that there was a potential outcome in changing dimensions. Then, having ceased to exist, stopped there. And now, somewhere else in time. I imagine that person, successful in avoiding the continual wrong turns that this current self is taking, those turns measured by a majority of society which has dictated and led up to this current 21st century we are facing. In my research, there have been difficulties along the way. In trying to log into several social media accounts I don't remember joining, even though we do share name recognition. The outcome of this is long hours trying to convince international call centers that I think that person I can't seem to get through to, potentially located in another part of the world, is just me. And I'm simply curious to see how I turned out. But with an unsuccessful presentation and having them reset my password, my attempt at reaching out once again, I realize I am disconnected. And even with a dissatisfaction in this outcome, we'll still reward a number of 10. On whether it is likely I will recommend this service to a friend. Because I like their optimism that someday my connection and friends will change, and karma is on my list of exploration. At this juncture, it's more proof that there is a struggle going on in the multiverse, and the word doppelganger no longer has cachet, which is peculiar. In a world shaping into alternate identity, and even in the fact that what I use to describe myself has always been the noun pseudonym. As all of my numbers have been blocked on the several burner phones I've used to reach those various technicians of support, I've spent my time watching others, watching glass screens that now exist everywhere. Cars, bars, houses, and hands. And reflecting on this, as I do not attempt to appear on the other side of those screens, I think I can report I have simply dried up. Artistically, spiritually, sexually. Any adverb format that a language can provide and connect to a connotation of failure, I am these words, and wear them daily. Now, there are theorists who talk about the idea of multiple universes and infinite number of paths somewhere out there. And if this theory has any truth, I can only surmise scientifically. I started out on an incredible, optimistic superhighway of choices, but perhaps ill-equipped with techniques, poorly trained on reading the signs, my steering always pulls me onto some off-ramp, ending at those strange pit stops in the sky that takes your decision-making and serves it back to you. In stale, lukewarm cups of stagnation, leaving me to experience this taste 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, never closing. My last note on this communication to self, I'm beginning to explore aspects of Buddhism, then karma. An idea that might save me is this. If reincarnation exists, could I just make it back as a computer? A limited battery life. Lettered keys fading, having served the greasy masses. The opportunity for upgrades, they don't have to be within my control. Obviously, I'm not good at it. Left, instead, to some far-off corporate programmer, acting as the personification of fate. Updating my operating system as needed, or because the marketing team dictates it. This idea might sound very similar to what I'm experiencing now. But the one hitch I could definitely see in this new vein of discovery about self, that the whole scenario might already be happening if it gets discovered in this current simulation. I'll sign off now and continue my reconnaissance, in full acknowledgement that slivers of optimism exist, like a weather pattern coming through, going away, and then cycles around again. And tomorrow, I will go down into the subways, wait for train doors to open, and impulsively slide in, or maybe not, hoping to short the system. Create some mistake in time, leading to that elusive world of happenstance. Perhaps then I will stumble across that thing I think I seem to be missing. A map. Was there ever a map?
This has been an episode of the Flypaper Podcast. Music provided by Black Ferns at blackfernsmusic.com. Please help elevate this podcast. Leave a review. Until next time, stand by.